nationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author Steve Klein sits down with the most fascinating difference makers in Dallas-Fort Worth. Hear from top CEOs, local entrepreneurs, and key playmakers in business right now with your host, Steve Klein.
An unknown author said, "Great people are ordinary people with extraordinary amounts of determination." Hi, I'm Steve Klein, and welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. In the studio today are three guests who have an extraordinary amount of determination. Our first playmaker is the president of two franchise organizations, while our second playmakers are husband and wife who, like chocolate and peanut butter, came together to form their business. With us today is the president of two companies that specialize in chains with superior products, while our next playmakers offer a health advocacy service. These great playmakers are Miguel Fogel. Miguel is president of both Red Brick Pizza and Smoothie Factory. And we also have Heidi and Reed Rasmussen, founders of Fresh Benny's. And we're going to begin today's show with Heidi and Reed. After 20 years in the health insurance industry and being a former Canadian, Reed Rasmussen developed insight into the future of American health care and reform. After 27 years in the retail industry and doing her best to understand the complicated healthcare industry, Heidi realized that most Americans have a tough time navigating the system. So like chocolate and peanut butter, they came together to form Fresh Benny's. Fresh Benny's offers a health advocacy service that helps users manage and correct their medical bills, negotiate lower bills, and shop around to find the right doctor for any procedure based on prices, availability, and patient satisfaction. The McKinney-based company, launched in 2009, serves 30,000 households and hundreds of employers nationwide. And we're going to talk to Heidi and Reed Rasmussen, co-owners of Fresh Benny's. Heidi and Reed, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you for having
great
us.
Great to be here.
Well, one of the things I saw on your website, and by the way, the website is Fresh Benny's, Fresh and B-E-N-I-E-S.com, FreshBenny's.com. Mm-hmm. It says you're 24/7, 365 Dr. BFF. Mm-hmm. So what is Fresh Benny's and why did you start the company?
That is a great question. So Fresh Benny's actually stands for a fresh approach to benefits. So that's where we get the Benny's from. And we knew we needed a fun name like that to get people's attention because we know healthcare and health insurance is not really that fun. So Fresh Benny's is one card that has six different non-insurance services, and they really help to offset skyrocketing healthcare costs that we're all kind of experiencing these days. So yes, we offer advocacy. One of the things we offer, and all these services, the six services, are $12 a month for a family. So it's super inexpensive compared to a health insurance.
Now, you have special packages, too. One of them is $12.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you about the other one in a moment.
Sounds good. So I'll explain real quickly the six services that are in the $12 card. So we do. We have a 24/7 call a doctor service. You can call a doctor and get a prescription written over the phone for about 70% of things that you'd visit an actual doctor for.
So if I'm in Fresh Benny's and I just want to get a prescription, I can pick up the phone, I can call the doctor, and I can get that taken care of.
You can. And they're all state-based doctors. So you call in and you first of all, you've done a medical health disclosure. So they kind of know what drugs you're on and if you have any history and that sort of thing. And then you call in and they handle 70% of things. Like if you're a diabetic and you need your meds re-upped, that's not something that they do. But if you have a cold or a flu or an ear infection, pink eye, that sort of thing, they really can handle over the phone. So yeah, that's exactly how it works. Literally, I had an issue the other day. I called in, and from the time I called to the time I had a prescription called into my pharmacy, it was 7 minutes. So it's a really, really convenient service for a lot of people. So that's one thing. The other is the advocacy that you mentioned. So, and I'm going to give another one of my examples. They can help you find pricing in your area. So I needed an MRI and two sonograms. So instead of me calling around to 19 different places, my doctor suggested one. I found out it was $800. So I called them and they did all that research for me and they knew my health insurance. They knew who was in my network. So they did all the work for me and they found me one that was $600. So I saved $200 just from having somebody and a lot of frustration, P.S., for having somebody do all that work for me. The third is a medical billing specialist. So they really help. If you get medical bills, you know how annoying it is and how most of the time they're incorrect. So they will go through them with a fine-tooth comb, tell you what to pay, negotiate discounts on your behalf because they know what you should have been charged. And then the last three things are a lot of people don't have dental and vision insurance anymore, and a lot of prescriptions are really falling off of insurance plans. So we have three discounts, dental, vision, and pharmacy. A lot of prescriptions have fallen off plans. So for dental, we'll start there. You can get a discount on just about anything, exams, whitening, braces, root canals at 132,000 dentists throughout the United States. Vision, so contacts, LASIK, you name it, glasses. I hear it's a great price from our members on contacts at 12,000 providers. And then prescriptions at just about anywhere. And literally walk in with your insurance card, your Fresh Benny's card, put it down at the pharmacy, and they'll tell you which one is better. We've had many people surprised that the Fresh Benny's price is actually better than your insurance price. So
everything you said is $12 a month. Now, is that $12 per person, $12 per family?
$12 includes your immediate family.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's absolutely amazing.
It is. It is an amazing price, and that's one of our biggest obstacles is people saying, there's no way you can do that for $12, and we do.
But you have an upgraded service too, is that correct?
We do. We have a $22 card because we know there's other things that cause people a lot of frustration in their life. So we did a security services bundle, and so we have the six services, and then we add three for the $22 card, and that is roadside assistance, identity theft protection, which is something that everybody needs these days, and a legal savings plan, which is really helpful. They do eight free services, and then in addition, you get a discounted rate if you need something more intense.
So you can call an attorney or call up to get an attorney.
Exactly.
And that's discounted.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay. Well, you both got into this doing something a little bit different. Reed, you had a background in health
right. In
Canada. Tell us how all this came together.
Yeah, if you have a health administration degree in Canada, you work in a hospital or a government. And I worked in each for about a year and then skipped the border and moved to the United States in 91, right about the time that the Canadian system on their nationalized health plan was running out of money. So there were a lot of changes going on in their system at that time. I came to America. It took me a few years to learn the American insurance system. I worked for a Blue Cross Blue Shield plan, and a big HMO, some agencies. And about 5 years ago, I was seeing, as we were ramping up towards the ACA, some of the same things going on in our system where health plans don't cover what they used to cover. And I knew that the ramp up to ACA would just speed that inflation. And so I saw that some of the lessons from Canada really were going to apply here. And it prompted me to look at some of these non-insurance services. And even though my background was employee benefits and insurance, that there was an appropriate place for a pairing of a smart bundle of non-insurance services. Because with some of these great tools, large employers were the ones who really developed these services, like the doctor by phone service and the advocacy services, but they weren't available to small and mid-sized employers. And I knew that that was going to be an important part. So not working with multiple companies, instead being able to roll it all into a single card was a huge advantage. So that was really what prompted us to start our company 4.5, 5 years ago.
So an individual can go to your website, which is freshbennies.com, and they can purchase this. But it sounds like the majority of your business is coming from companies where they're providing this for their employees.
It's true, yeah. 95% of our business is through employers, and 90% of it is employer paid. An employer who is struggling with the skyrocketing costs on healthcare, they're trying to figure out how to rebalance their benefit design, and they're needing to push more out-of-pocket costs to the members. But they're finding that a few dollars spent on a Fresh Benny's card is a great pairing alongside, because it puts some of those first dollar benefits back in people's hands and saves people some cash, which is really the answer. For employers, we have a third bundle that is a streamlined bundle that is $8.50. So it's less than 5 cents per hour, and it's just our biggest question that we get is, how can you do it for this price?
Mm-hmm. Well, if not just money, you're saving time too. We were speaking before the show started about the surgery I had a number of months ago,
right. And
I had to communicate or talk to the hospital and getting frustrated and spending a lot of time to get them to reduce my bill because I actually was in the hospital less than they thought I was going to be. Or you have somebody who is a specialist that understands this that can do that for you for your $12 or whatever dollars per month.
Exactly.
Which is amazing.
And that's what we say about Fresh Benny's, is it helps you save time, money, and frustration on your health care, because it really is those three things.
Oh, and I was frustrated.
I was spending
a lot of – I saved money by not spending it, but it was the time I spent doing it
and
the frustration I had in getting through the right people.
Absolutely.
It's interesting. We have a lot of employers who are – have much smaller health benefit plans than they used to, maybe blue collar. They're doing it to put some cash back in people's pockets. and to save some time with them, but mostly it's about saving that employee some money. And then we've got the lawyers and the software companies who have huge wage issues that they're dealing with, and they've got great health benefits, but they're using us because of the time we're keeping those employees at work, engaged, healthy, and it's a good balance across those different industries.
Well, Reed has a background in healthcare, but Heidi, you spent 27 years with JCPenney. How does working with JCPenney move you into the health benefits arena?
Well, it's been very interesting. You know, I always say it's a totally different industry, but it's really the same customer that I'm dealing with, because women are really the ones who make the decision on benefits for their families, and they're really the ones that deal with health care for their families. So when we launched Fresh Bennies, we said we really need to focus on women because they are the ones that need to understand how to use it. And what we know is that we have three really customers. The first customer is the broker who actually brings the idea to an employer. Yep. The second one is the employer who's actually paying for the service. And the third is the employee who's using the services. So if the employees don't use it, and then the employer won't purchase it, and the broker won't provide it or offer it as an offering. So we said we have to really focus on women. We have to make sure that it's super understandable. So I was able to bring, you know, I can sell a pair of black shoes pretty easily at JCPenney. So when I came over to the insurance side, it was like, oh my goodness, how do I explain this in a really simple way? But I was able to do it before I was jaded by the health insurance industry. So
you're dumbing it down for someone like
me.
That really needs to understand just the basics of it.
I wouldn't say dumbing. I'd say simplifying.
Well, for somebody like me.
And in our side, you know, the healthcare industry, we haven't done anything to help ourselves as far as making it easy to understand. I mean, the system was built to be complicated. And we as an industry, we get so stuck. You know, it's one of those business lessons of initially I did with our company what the rest of health insurance was doing, which is you talk very seriously and long descriptions of all of your benefits and people running through fields on the cover of your brochure as if that has anything to do with the health. And yet we needed to do something a little bit different. And it was one of those playmaker moves. You know, that's what the conversation here is that we needed to do something that nobody in our industry was doing, and that is speak directly to that customer in much more of a consumer-focused language.
We kind of figured if one of the world's largest insurance companies can use cavemen and a gecko.
They have to get your attention real fast.
Yes, then we can use a spokes character and have some fun.
Absolutely. So. If you go to the website, you'll see an interesting female character on there, which is worth going to. So in the last few moments, you're primarily talking to, in this audience, companies and individuals. Mm-hmm. How should they get involved with Fresh Bennies? What should they do?
Well, my advice to any employer these days is when it comes to healthcare, don't be trying to investigate this on your own. The world has really changed an awful lot in the last year or two. You need an agent who's staying on top of it. Talk to your agent. Take the time to investigate your benefit program and find out what's going on with the rules and see that you're in compliance. And so my advice would be, one, have one. And then two, ask them about new ideas like Fresh Bennies that will help them round out their benefits. And be open to it. And if they have an agent who isn't that open to some of these new ideas and can't bring you a handful of new ideas, get a new broker.
Reed and Heidi Rasmussen, they are co-founders of Fresh Bennies. That's Fresh and Bennies, B-E-N-I-E-S, FreshBennies.com. Go there. Take a look at their website. If for no other reason, lots of greens and oranges, which is their corporate color. You'll enjoy looking at it. They have, a very nice caricature of a woman that explains everything. It's FreshBennies.com. Great conversation. Reed, Heidi, thank you very much for being on Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you.
Thanks
Steve.
So much.
Don't anybody go away. We're going to speak with the president of both Red Brick Pizza and Smoothie Factory. His name is Miguel Fogel. He's going to be with us. We're going to take a short break. Back right after this.
Are you a veteran? Do you need a job? The America's Future Series, in association with Dallas Baptist University, is having a free veteran hiring fair on Tuesday, August 12th at the Dallas campus of DBU. More than 50 Dallas area employers will be there in order to fill open positions with qualified veterans like you. You must register to attend, so go to americasfs.org and register today. That's americasfs.org. See you there.
Operation Kindness is the oldest and largest no-kill animal shelter here in North Texas. Each day, its staff and volunteers care for an average of 300 homeless dogs and cats in its shelter in Carrollton, plus 100 more animals living in foster homes throughout the Metroplex. Learn how you can adopt, donate, or volunteer with this nonprofit group by visiting their website at operationkindness.org or by calling 972-418-7297. operationkindness.org.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein, and we're going to speak with Miguel Fogel. Miguel is president of both Red Brick Pizza and Smoothie Factory. Miguel has been involved with multi-unit retail management for over 30 years of firms such as 7-Eleven, Circle K, and Blockbuster. Miguel stayed in the role of president of Blockbuster Canada until he joined Red Mango as an investor, then a COO, and then the president of Red Mango. Miguel remained in that position until October of 2013 when he was asked to turn over the reins of Red Mango and take on the challenge of leading both Red Brick Pizza and Smoothie Factory. All three brands, Red Mango, Red Brick Pizza, and Smoothie Factory, are all part of Bricks Holdings, a Dallas-based multi-brand franchising company specializing in chains with superior products and active growth prospects. Miguel, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you for having me here, Steve.
Well, you graduated from San Francisco State University. You then joined the Southland Corporation, which is 7-Eleven out of Dallas. Why did you start with Southland? What was the move from San Francisco State to Southland?
Interesting. I graduated with an education degree, and I thought I was going to be a teacher and a football coach and a baseball coach. But like so many states are going through now, I graduated at a time and was looking for a teaching job when they were actually laying off teachers. So I think one of the themes you'll hear me talk about when I talk to a lot of franchisees or potential franchisees is you have to be in a business that you care about and have passion about. And as I was looking through the one ads, didn't know anything about recruiters in those days or placement agencies, but just looking through the one ads, I saw an ad for management trainees with Southland 7-Eleven. And I thought, my God, I'm always in those convenience stores and I'm always in 7-Elevens and I'm buying drinks. I was kind of a jock. I would go there and get my Slurpees. And unfortunately, my ice cream sandwiches are kind of I'm addictive. But I got into that because I really enjoyed the company and I enjoyed the business. And I ended up staying 15 years there.
As you're talking about being a management trainee, if you were in the education business, that's essentially what you were doing, except your audience was a little bit different than the classrooms through students. You had the trainees in the Southland Corporation.
Absolutely. In fact, I was even recruited after about a year to get into the training department in Dallas. Steve, I've always incorporated training and communication and kind of that empathy towards new people into how I manage. And that goes to new employees and certainly new franchisees. And I think it's really helped and taken me a long way.
Well, you work for Southland, which is 7-Eleven, which I would guess is kind of the 800-pound gorilla in the convenience store industry. But then you went to Circle K, which is
yes.
Also large, too, smaller than 7-Eleven. What made you move from 7-Eleven to Circle K?
Well, I became very friendly with our senior vice president, or actually our executive vice president at 7-Eleven, John Antiocco, who was really running the day-to-day business. And when he got a chance to be the CEO and chairman of Circle K in Phoenix, he was actually the first person he called and recruited to Circle K. And that was a bit of a challenge, and that really, really changed my life dramatically, because not only was it the second largest convenience store chain, they were in trouble. They were in bankruptcy. We had a big task at our hands to change the profitability of the company, change the outcomes, go public, and get it sold. And it was a big risk. And I also had to invest in the company. So my entire family thought I was insane. But you know what? It was a challenge, and it was a gentleman that I trusted, and I went for it.
And so it was, I assume, a good learning experience for you, too.
A great
from a situation
experience.
Like 7-Eleven to Circle K.
Well, actually, at 7-Eleven, it was a great training ground. Southland Corporation, at the time, 6,000 stores. And I learned a lot about structure and big companies and procedures and policies. And then we went to Circle K, and it was, how do we manage this chaos? There are people not running stores well, people four or five positions above where they should be. And we had to grab the reins, grab our arms around that, and change the fortunes of that company.
You probably learned a lot in terms of process at Southland and brought that over to Circle K.
Absolutely.
And then your transition to Blockbuster Canada.
Transition to Blockbuster. At first, I did run a small retailing company, convenience store chain in the Southwest, an independent chain, that I really learned how to cut my teeth and be an entrepreneur and run a startup. But then John tapped on my shoulder again, asked me to come to Dallas and be first the senior vice president of operations for all the U.S. company-operated stores. And that was 4,000 of them, Steve. And I certainly learned managing scale and being in charge of many, many people there. I mean, in terms of scale, 1 hour of overtime for those 4,000 stores across the chain was $1 million in profit. So you really learned scale and results. But when I went to Blockbuster Canada to be the president, it really culminated in really putting everything together I had learned over the previous years, because I was able to be strategic and entrepreneurial. And really the important thing is learning about the international business and how much was there for the U.S. companies to take and really grow with and take the brand and expand. For instance, in Red Mango's case, South America and Central America, great growth areas, and Mexico for Red Mango.
Well, let's talk about Red Mango. Let's talk about bricks, because okay. You were involved in Red Mango, and now you're involved with Red Brick Pizza and Smoothie Factory. We were talking before the show. You've developed a tremendous skill, apparently, as a fixer. And you started with Red Mango, and you're now over 300 franchises with Red Mango. You've got that going. Then they asked you to move over to Smoothie Factory and Red Brick Pizza. Talk about what you did at Red Mango and what you're doing now with the other two franchises.
When I started with Red Mango, we only had 30 stores when we acquired the company. And we didn't know we would be Bricks Holdings associated with a number of other retail outlets. But what we did at hand is we took this nascent company and put policies and procedures in and put operations manuals and training manuals. They had none of that. There are so many younger companies now where just an entrepreneur builds one or two, they're successful, and a franchising consultant gets a hold of them and says, why don't you do this, why don't you do that? And then they get to 20 or 30 stores and they realize they don't have the wherewithal or the experience to
do it. Again, you came in with those steps for the processes in terms of what they had to do.
From all my previous experiences. And we were able to grow and put this infrastructure and this franchise proposition together that a franchisee could come in and really do well for themselves. And we grew the company in over 6 years to 320 stores internationally. After a while, Steve.
Which is a competitive business.
Which is a very competitive business. And we grew it at a time when there was over 20% growth annually on frozen yogurt companies. So we didn't know at the time that we were putting the seeds together, especially given our group of John Antiocco as the chairman of the board, myself, some other people with tremendous franchising experience. When we had opportunities to look at some of these other companies, we said, you know, we've kind of done this before. We know how to do this. And, you know, Miguel, can you step over and take a look at these other two companies? So when we brought these other two companies into Red Mango, we ended up forming the Bricks Holding Company, and we tried to do the same thing. Target companies that are younger, if you will, but if for some reason stalled, Steve, in their growth. And what they needed was marketing experience, franchise experience, and operational experience. And that's what a bunch of us on the board of directors and the senior management group have. And I was asked to go over and really replicate the same kind of building block steps for Smoothie Factory and Red Brick Pizza that we did with Red Mango, so that we can hopefully have the same results in a few years.
Well, it's less important to have the product. It's more important for the marketing and everything else for people to come in. But the fact that you have great product in all three of your brands helps tremendously. Let's talk a little bit about, we talked about Red Mango. Let's talk about, for instance, Smoothie Factory.
Great.
There are companies out there, other companies that make smoothies. What makes Smoothie Factory stand out? And tell everybody about the specific smoothie they need to order when they go in the Smoothie Factory.
Great question. First of all, when we looked at all these potential companies, you're right, they had to have something unique about them. And in the case of Smoothie Factory and Red Brick Pizza, they had great product. I mean, John and I went into a smoothie factory and we said, why is that so good? I mean, there's a lot of smoothie purveyors out there. And really, when we got into it, I mean, what they had was fresh fruit, no juices, no purees. The company was formed by a former Olympic athlete, James Villasana, that was on the U.S. Taekwondo team, that wanted a healthy, non-additive boost between matches and so on and so forth that wasn't high in calories. And we said, you know, this is really something, and they've stalled, but we think we could take this, clean up the operation, put in some infrastructures, and the other thing we're adding is fresh squeeze vegetable and fruit juices, which we've tested in a couple of stores, and Steve, it's out the roof. So the offering we're going to give to franchisees is a new smoothie factory with fresh squeeze juices. In fact, we're going to call it Smoothie Factory Juice Bar. And we think that's going to really take off, and we have a couple of test stores that are selling over 40 a day.
Now tell everybody about the peanut butter smoothie they need to order.
The peanut butter powerhouse is my absolute favorite. I wouldn't necessarily, because of the peanut butter, call it the healthiest smoothie we sell. But as you can tell, I like my sweet tooth stuff. And it is, if you go into a smoothie factory, we have 38 of them, and please go in. And if you don't know which one to order, get the peanut butter powerhouse.
We have about a minute left, and okay, the Red Brick Pizza, there's one in Colleyville, is very unique in terms of pizza. Tell us what makes that so unique.
What makes the Red Brick Pizza so unique is that it's cooked in a brick oven, a terracotta brick, where we can bring the temperatures up to 1,000 degrees, and we cook our lighter pizza at about 750 degrees for 3 minutes, Steve. And what you get is a very nice crusty pizza that's not overbaked and is just perfect in terms of texture and health, and you will absolutely love it.
It sounds delicious. My mouth is watering right now as you're talking about smoothies and pizza, two of the foods that I eat on a regular basis. Miguel, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers. But tell everybody how to find out more about those. What are your websites?
Smoothiefactory.com. And the Red Brick Pizza is redbrickpizza.com. And if you want to find out more about potentially franchising either of these businesses, just click on the information button.
I noticed on both of them, if you click on franchise in the upper right on both sides, you can get all the information about the franchising.
Very good.
Miguel, thank you very much for being on Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you for having me here, Steve.
Miguel Fogel, he is the president of both Red Brick Pizza and Smoothie Factory. Thank you very much for joining us on Playmakers Talk Show. You can join us at PlaymakersTalkShow.com, where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com. And we're going to be back next week with more Playmakers. See you then.
Who will Steve be interviewing next? Find out on Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein every Friday afternoon at 3 on 770 KAAM. Hear this interview again by going to Steve's website, PlaymakersTalkShow.com.